yesterday we had a crossing with Jeff Aleph about stage one of the APSA Cape Epic. He told an amazing story of an accident involving Amy Wakefield and her riding partner, Candace Lill. Amy had a collision with a tree, her bicep pierced by a branch. They pulled the branch out, and then some DIY first aid, they taped up her arm with duct tape and still continued the race. They, in fact, won stage one of the APSA Cape Epic. Because literally stage three is starting in 5 minutes' time. Late last night, spoke to Amy about her crash, also about the extent of her injuries. Take a listen. Amy, I've just watched the highlights of stage one. I've seen your accident. I must say, what looked like a benign fall resulted in a pretty deep cut to your bicep. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm fine now. I luckily have an incredible support team behind me. To a plastic surgeon, I had surgery probably for an hour last night and 4 hours of sleep, which was, yeah, not ideal, but I'm riding my bike and I'm, yeah, good to go.
What was the extent of your injury?
They said I'm very lucky it didn't cut the muscle. So it basically cut right down into, basically, to the muscle. It was quite gory. I actually saw, like, everything. I saw fat and, like, a lot of flesh, and it was really, really gross. So, yeah, it was very, very deep and terrible.
Ouch. I think it makes excellent breakfast radio.
Sorry.
but Amy, and then in Rambo fashion, literal Rambo fashion, you and your teammate Candace Lill, you rip out the duct tape and then you do some DIY first aid. I suppose by then the endorphins from the ride, the adrenaline from the crash is coursing through your body. Were you in pain at all?
It's actually the most surreal experience because I'm a very squeamish person. Like, I could not have even, I would have freaked out. So I had one look at it and it's almost like Amy just passed out and somebody else took over and they were like, okay, right, we're taking control of the situation. You can move your arm. It's functional. You're not bleeding. We just need to close it up. And for some reason, I said, Candace, do you have duct tape? She was like, yeah. Me closed like a champ. Like, it was actually done really well. The doctors were quite complimentary of her handiwork, and we carried on going. Like, it just was so unemotional, just like, this is what we need to do. Yeah, it's weird.
You did appear quite nonchalant, a little bit of concern maybe, but the focus at that point is still on the race. Were you ever in any consideration of pulling out of stage one to seek medical attention?
I think when initially I saw what it looked like, I just thought there was probably a split second when I thought, oh my gosh, I have to pull out. And then this reel in my head, just like preparation and the team and just everything that this race means so much to me. It just means everything to me. And it's just like, it wasn't an option. So I was like, can you move your arm? Yes. And I'm like, okay, we're okay. Like, just we can't, this is not an option to pull out.
As someone who doesn't cycle at all, you, of course you're hunched over on your handlebars. Do you make use, does it, of your bicep at all? Does it form any function of course you're in pain, but does it affect your rhythm, your style, your technique of riding at all?
Mountain biking is very physical upper body sport actually. So, yeah, like with the downhills, they're very jarring on the arms, and even the uphills, you often, and they definitely are, we often actually do upper body work as well, just to strengthen our arms. So it's not like they don't get used, and the shaking as well, there's a lot of jarring and shaking of the arms. So it definitely was not, it wasn't pleasant. It was pretty sore.
And as soon as you cross the finish line, the stage in which you and Candace win, I'm sure medical teams are waiting for you. What did the first responder say when they cut off the duct tape?
Yeah, they first asked me, because everything obviously was under the duct tape. So they said, oh, do you think you'll need stitches? yeah, Darren and I just laughed and we were like, yeah, probably. And then when they took the duct tape off, they were like, no, this is above our pay grade. We can't do this.
Well, congratulations on winning that stage, stage one. You also won stage two on Tuesday. How's stage three looking like today?
Stage three is going to be a really nice day. A lot more climbing, and we're heading off into Cabo. So yeah, some of my favorite trails there. So looking forward to, it's going to be hard. There's a lot of climbing. So, yeah. It's going to probably hurt a bit, but that's fine.